My name's Nicolette Reese, and this is my personal narrative final project. I'm in a phase. At least that's what my mom said this past January when I told her about my girlfriend. It's not that she's disappointed in or afraid of my relationship, because she's actually a very open, liberally minded woman. In fact, when she first arrived in the U.S. from Hungary as a 25-year-old, she found herself a comfortable place in the community of Westwood, L.A.'s gay district. She has both gay and lesbian friends, supports gay marriage, and is a self-proclaimed feminist. All of this makes the situation so much worse. She, along with most of my friends and acquaintances, simply thinks I'm having the predictable lesbian phase some girls go through in college. I can't really say I blame them either. By all traditional views, I look like a typical straight CU undergrad. I have long hair, wear dresses, high heels, and was even in a sorority for 3 years of my college experience. Yet how is it that these external factors have made others view me as inherently heterosexual? Even more confusing is my lack of understanding of my own sexual identity. I don't remember ever being attracted to women as a child or even a teenager in high school. The thought seems to have never crossed my mind. Or perhaps I managed to somehow suppress it out of extreme fear. Until college, I had only found myself in relationships with men, some of which I felt were meaningful. When I say it was a day and night kind of experience, the phrase could not get more literal. Fast forward through a whirlwind romance I had with a Marine throughout my first month and a half of my undergraduate career in San Diego, California. I was crushed on the night of his deployment to Iraq. Just hours before, he'd been asking me to wait for him, telling me of our life in the future. I look back on all that he promised now. At the time, I envisioned a beachfront condo in San Clemente, G.I. Joe meets Ken Doll husband, and maybe even a golden retriever. Now, I know it would have been more along the lines of a bad Lifetime Channel movie in the middle of the California desert. My best friend at the time, we'll call her Jane for privacy's sake, picked up on my sadness. She always knew exactly what I was feeling, thinking. After only knowing each other a little over 2 months, we had forged an incredibly close friendship. In an attempt to alleviate my 18-year-old devastation, she did the only thing a good friend from the dorms could do. Get me drunk and take me to a house party in Mission Beach. The beginning moments of the party have long since been forgotten. I know that there were jello shots, lots of familiar faces, and overplayed songs playing uncomfortably loud. Then there was the strobe light room. This is where my memory kicks back into crystal clarity. If a family had lived at this house, this room would have been a dining room, perhaps a study. Instead, four members of the university's basketball team lived there, converting this seemingly innocent room into a stagnant pit of inebriated freshman girls. I found myself there with Jane, dancing with two of the leading players of the team. The Marine couldn't be farther from my mind. Mission accomplished. Suddenly, there was a crash followed by a slur of angry moans. Someone had fallen over the sound system. Freshmen really can't hold their liquor. Dancing stopped and the boys looked irritated, at least until one looked as though he had a revelation. You girls should make out. What? Kiss? Us? It was an atomic bomb of propositions. We played it off like we weren't the most anxious we'd been since opening our college acceptance letters. The urging continued. We looked at each other. She smiled at me. I let out a nervous laugh, and then we did. While I hate cliches, I have to say it felt like fireworks had just gone off around us. The elated cheering of the 10 or so boys around us faded into silence. I had never felt this kind of chemistry in my life. Spinning, falling, bursting, I had no words for how I felt. This was the first moment I realized I probably wasn't straight. The relationship that ensued? I don't know what I expected, but I shouldn't have expected much. We stayed best friends. We spent almost every waking minute together, whether at the beach or occasionally gracing the library with our presence. The romantic relationship continued as well, but for some reason it was never discussed, not even hinted at. This seems so absurd looking back now. The only explanation I have for the secrecy was the pressure, maybe it can even be called fear, of being at a Catholic university where everyone in sight fit the prototypical image of heterosexual Southern Californian co-ed. My relationship with Jane ended around March of freshman year. She chose an arbitrary reason to start a fight that I would never be able to reconcile after I mentioned the possibility I would transfer schools. Maybe it was because I hadn't told her sooner, or more likely it was the fear she felt after I asked her to come with me and she realized what I was acknowledging. I had had a few serious boyfriends, but I'd gotten over them with relative ease. This couldn't be farther from those experiences. I won't go into the brutal details, but I bought a lot of Kleenex for a solid month. My roommate also complained about the darkness in our room and my insistence on listening to the same Janis Joplin song on repeat all times of day. Needless to say, people noticed my dramatic shift from upbeat life at the party to melancholy introvert. Everyone wanted to know what boy had broken my heart. 3 years have since gone by, and I can confidently say that while I have moved beyond the heartbreak of my freshman year, I am no more sure of where I belong on the spectrum of sexual identity. My recent coming out experience was invalidated by my mother's assertion that I am going through a phase. My friends are incredibly supportive, yet half think I am too afraid to claim a lesbian identity, while the other half are sure I will end up married to a man in the next few years. Lesbians I have met have either assumed me to be the token straight friend or dismissed me as a brief visitor to their world. An ex-boyfriend, one I feel I deeply loved at one time and is still very much in my life, simply says he isn't surprised at my relationships with women. So where does this leave me? I fit nowhere. Gay to straight people and straight to gay people, I am so utterly lost. At the moment, I am not pursuing nor am I interested in relationships with men. Yet at the same time, I can't deny the attraction and genuine affection I have felt for some in the past. After all, my whole life until 3 years ago was completely heteronormative, without any conscious feeling that I was somehow lying to myself. I had never even entertained the idea of a relationship with a woman until the opportunity to kiss my friend presented itself. What I am sure of is that I'm not simply in a phase. The relationships I have had with women have been just as, if not more, fulfilling than those I have had with men. Still, no one has ever thought to inquire the possibility that I possibly had a straight phase. The ambiguity of my place as either a lesbian or bisexual woman never used to be an issue to me until recently. With graduation soon approaching, for some odd reason, people have been more likely to ask me how I will self-identify, as if my cover letter application to medical school will include this detail. Never having been one to label, I really hadn't thought about it. When I was living the life of an exclusively straight person, I never had to outwardly assert that I was attracted to men. Why state the obvious? If I'm at a bar full of lesbians, I'd say it's relatively clear that men are not on my mind. After reading pages upon pages of feminist lesbian discourse, transgendered personal accounts, and articles debating on whether it's beneficial or not to accept a biological basis for homosexuality over the past 5 months, I think that perhaps labels might be the problem. While it offers some a comfort and belonging, it seems to be confining and isolating to just as many. It leaves those who don't necessarily fit in a kind of limbo for self-identification. Rather than living up to the image of what a lesbian looks like, trying to reconstruct my muddled romantic history to better fit a lesbian narrative, I think I was to find myself as a recently graduated 22-year-old woman with high hopes of becoming a surgeon. I love music, I love my friends, I love to travel, and sometimes I fall in love with other women.